When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, good boy.
Dude, leave it alone. Stop. What? You're gonna get bit.
I'm not gonna get bit. Oh, okay. Yep, got me. Got the tip of my finger there.
You don't even know that dog.
I don't know that dog, but that's a good boy. I can tell.
You don't even know it's a boy.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm just assuming, huh?
Yeah, and that's probably why the dog bit you, Ben. It's these pronouns that are getting us into trouble. I'm telling you, we should work on that.
Wait, so this episode is a pronoun challenge?
That's right! 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. We're getting big.
Oh, these false spring days. Am I right? You know, you're just 62 degrees yesterday. We're in the clear. Let's start planning our backyard garden and then a fucking snowstorm right in your fucking face. And what can you do? What can you do? You can just go upstairs. You can get out the down winter comforter. You can lie beneath it and you can listen to your favorite podcast. And that's this, The Grolic Saves the World. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Arvidell. Wow.
And I know what I was just describing is something that we're probably just experiencing in our hometown, but I like to think it's a metaphor for what our listeners are going through right now as well.
I just want to hear chapter two. I was on the hook. I want to hear more. Yeah.
I don't see any snow, though. Is there snow right now, Adam?
It's coming, Ben. I don't know if you live by the five-day forecast like I do, but it's coming.
Ben has moved his mic to his basement and he no longer knows if it's snowing or not, even though he's been awake for a while.
I'm all of the awake this morning. We've discussed this.
Yeah, Ben, you're feeling pretty good? Ready to pod?
Jipper?
I'm firing on all cylinders.
How many cylinders do you have?
That's a great question.
Four cylinders?
I have nine.
A nine-cylinder engine. You don't see a lot of those. They knock. That's why. They're loud. Yeah, they knock.
It's called the Crooked Nine, and this puts out
Chevy
gnats.
Introduced those, yeah, in the early 80s. Not popular. The Crooked Nine Camaro.
The Crooked Nine Camaro. And Ron is already giving us
Ron
the wrap it up.
Ron hates engine riffs a lot.
I love your engine riffs, and I think it speaks to a new breed of listener that really enjoys the engine riffs, but we don't have enough time because I've got a great challenge, and I don't know if you guys know this, we have a guest this episode.
What?
And so we can hem and we can haw and we can do our fucking bullshit up front, or we can get to the challenge and bring in this amazing guest. And I know which one you guys want to do, but I'm pushing that we bring in the guest.
A little more engine riffing. Okay, if we can't, then that's fine.
No, I'm going to bring the challenge this week, and it actually came to me organically when we were doing the tattoo challenge, Andrew, because Andrew brought along Jupiter to the tattoo challenge, and Jupiter is non-binary and uses they, them pronouns. And we all know this. This is something we've talked about on the podcast, and Andrew has bits about it and everything, but I just found myself so clumsily navigating that and fucking up the they and the them again and again and again and again. It's not something that I do regularly. And I was like, this is something that I need to work on. And given the climate going on in the US right now and all of it, I just thought a challenge where we don't gender anyone, where we use they, them pronouns and not he, she pronouns for a week would be a great challenge. Then I also thought, all right, we're three straight fucking white dudes taking on this challenge. Look at us patting us on the back. Why don't we bring in somebody who could maybe speak more eloquently about this and help guide us through this challenge? And that's when I reached out to our good Grolics friend, River Butcher, everybody.
Yeah!
Ron, can you lower the balustrades of Riff City to allow a guest into it and let the archers know to hold all arrows?
Cease
this is an honored
arrows.
Guest.
Yes. Right.
Cease the arrows. Let me just...
climb into that ninth cylinder and let's go. You know?
Welcome, River.
What's up, you guys? It's good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Before we get into all the heavy stuff, what do you think about this Denver's mayor's race? Who are you backing? Come on.
Whoever you think. I don't know.
All right.
Well, whichever we think. Wow.
I don't know. I forgot that there was a mayor's race. What's the deal?
No, I'm just fucking with you.
You're not expected to know
the answer to that question.
There's 32 candidates is the main issue.
River, I got to ask you about this challenge that I just strong-armed you into and you graciously agreed to do.
Yes.
What do you think of it? Are we just like, this is a podcast where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves. And so we do these dumb challenges to try to make the world a little bit better. Given everything that's going on right now and even my difficulty doing it, someone who like feels that this is incredibly necessary and cringes every time a Republican politician's like, my pronouns are kiss and my fucking hacky joke premise. Like, I can't stand it. What do you think as a challenge? Is this a worthwhile thing for guys like us to do? And what's your experience with it?
I mean, I do actually think it's a worthwhile thing to give a shot, because I think everybody, we don't realize like how gendered the world is, because we don't have like, you know, we don't speak Spanish in this country, really. Most of us, we don't speak French. And like those languages are even more gendered, because it's like, hey, what gender is the fridge? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Like, what gender is shampoo? I don't know. You know,
depends on what you bought that day. It's like, how many male groceries are in there? Yeah.
But at the same time, like, because our language isn't gendered in that way, it's almost more pervasive, you know, and it's just like in everything. It's like in the water and the air and everything. So I do actually think it's, you know, like something for me, like when I had my baseball podcast, I challenged myself to, I always call it, because it's a baseball podcast, I would call it men's baseball, because we call baseball baseball, or men's basketball is basketball and women's basketball is women's basketball. So it's like just challenging myself to see how much am I othering things and how much is male the center of my language, you know, and just getting myself out of that. And then just throwing both of them out, very hard. Very hard to do. But I do think it's important to just sort of like rewire the brain a little bit and just notice, like, because it forces you to like notice how much it's around you. Like, I used to have a joke about like, why do I have to get the gender, like that lady, man, I can't tell, is crossing the street, like, why does it matter, you know, like that's a person crossing the street, you know? So like, that's a fun game to me.
We have to know how erratic they're going to be crossing the road.
That's right.
That
are they
going to
be hysterical
gender.
Or are they going to be furious?
The two options.
That's exactly it.
Those are the two genders.
The two binaries of crossing the street.
That's right.
One reason why I asked you on this podcast is because I knew you could speak very well about these issues, but also because you were one of the first reasons I had to experience these issues when you were going as Butcher. I booked you for High Plains.
I'm gonna pause you, Adam. Don't use my old name.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Don't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You can leave this in.
Yeah. Okay, please.
But I would ask that you guys bleep my first name.
Yeah.
Interpersonally, it's a different thing, but as a podcast,
sure.
I don't consider it dead naming. Other people will. I use the term old name because I don't have the same things. But
okay.
I mean, this is a great moment that we can discuss this.
Truly.
Like, I want to hear the story. I totally want to hear the story.
Yeah.
So moving forward, me or anybody that is, you know, trans or has changed their name or whatever, I would say you are going by your old name and just don't say the name.
Ah,
because like people can find it in my case. And it's also the actual name is not totally relevant to the thing. It's just that I was going by a different name before. And
got
it's just
it.
Like the way in which, you know, on a public level, I guess, like outside of interpersonal.
Yeah.
But even interpersonal, it's like, I don't.
Can I say this? Uh-huh. I fucking love this. Like this. No, I'm serious. Like these types of conversations are the ones that need to be had, like, because it's purely a misunderstand. I don't know. Like, I would.
Well, yeah, if you don't know, you don't know.
Well, I agree with Ben. And also, but I do feel bad because I don't want to always bring you up as like, and this is the teachable moment that I had with River. I'd rather just shoot the shit with you and be friends.
Well, I appreciate
However,
that
I keep,
too, Adam, honestly.
I keep having them with you.
Well, yeah.
So okay. because you are the first transgendered person that I talk openly about these things with. So mm-hmm. I will always appreciate you informing me. And I hope you don't feel like, oh, great, I can be your totem or whatever, because that's no. not why I bring you into these conversations.
You should start charging them, though, River. Start charging. That's right. Adam doesn't get this shit for free. It doesn't.
That's right. This is $50.
Yeah.
I mean, that I appreciate that, because it's like, it's both things, right? Like, I'm your friend and I want to be able to talk about those things. But you bring up a great point. It is like I tend to be that a lot.
Yeah.
But
which,
not just
which is probably,
and when I say that, it's,
that.
No, I didn't. But at the same time, like, I've been offered it, you know, like, so I try to have the perspective that while it can be a lot, I have the resources and like support and all those things to take care of myself around it. And not, I don't put myself out there as it all the time today like I used to. It's
100%.
Like I don't try to be that, but I'm capable of being it when I need to be, like in this moment. You know.
I can honestly somewhat relate in having put out a memoir about the suicide of my little sister.
God, I bet.
And so many times people are like, we'll come to a show and they've got that book. And then suddenly I just did an hour of dick jokes, but they want to talk about this issue and how it relates to them. And you're like, you just got to turn your head into that. And you put it out there. You didn't ask for it in that moment, but it is something people know about you. So I can kind of sympathize and know that you don't always want to go there. But yes, like you said, you're armed to go there. But to the story which you corrected me on, and now I know that going forward, I booked you for High Plains. Your rep, I can't remember which one, said, do you want their podcast? And it was the first time someone had used they, them pronouns with me. And I wrote back saying, sure, who else is involved? Because my head was only, how many more people do I have to fly out here? What's the fucking money situation? Blah, blah, blah. And they wrote back, River uses they, them. And I remember having a brief moment of like toxic masculinity, like Joe Rogan, and being like, well, why didn't they just say it? And then I thought, oh, well, of course, this was all it was a one email confusion where I said, wait a minute, I don't understand. The person on the other end clarified. And then from there on out, no more fucking problems. I just said, oh, of course. And it wasn't even a problem. It was no more misunderstanding. Yes, love to have their podcast. It's only one person. Great. I don't have to fly another person out. Perfect for the festival. And I just remember that moment vividly because it was the one time where I felt a smidgen of annoyance and then just sent an email and everything was okay. And I see the toxic right going bananas about this shit. And I'm like, well, it's a one email problem sometime.
Know,
and then you should be able to move the fuck on.
This is not just the right. Misgendering, the use of dead names, the discomfort of about this topic is wildly on the left as well.
I know. Yeah. I can't wait to see what you guys do in this upcoming challenge.
Thank you, River.
So, Adam, what is the challenge you're proposing, the parameters?
Simple challenge. And I talked to River a little bit about this before we got into it. But for 1 week, and Andrew, you're already at a head start because you're mostly doing this with your kiddo. But for 1 week, we try not to gender anyone. We try not to use he, she about anything. We just assume they for everything. And I need this more than anyone.
And I will fully admit, I am very, that you can tell when I'm uncomfortable, I'm quiet. That doesn't happen often.
So rarely uncomfortable, truly a gift.
Yeah, River, you should come on the podcast more.
Yeah, I'm going to crush Adam and Ben in this challenge. But Ron, can you sound the earnestness horn real quick?
Yes, uh-oh. Here we go.
I feel like, and I know that a comedy podcast, by nature, these things are performative. But I feel like this isn't just like a cultural thing. It's not like learning the verbiage at Starbucks or something. This is like real human beings. And we're living in a climate where state governments are passing anti-trans bills, anti-queer bills. This is like life or death shit for people. So to like dabble in it, like, oh, that was tricky. It was tricky to say they, them for a week. Anyway, back to sunning our assholes.
Which is a challenge we actually did.
River, yes. River, you should know that that's a challenge.
Yeah, it wasn't just a
we're not perpetually doing
it. We do good work on the pod.
But, yeah, You're using an 80 SPF on your asshole. I get that.
I feel like we could up the ante even a little bit. So what I'm proposing is, much like the swear jar challenge, anytime you do use gender language or assume gender language, you're going to put money into a jar. We're going to donate all of that accumulated money to Trans Lifeline at the end of this episode.
I love it.
How much are we talking here?
I'll start the bidding. I don't know.
Per fuck up, how much are we paying? Like, the swear jar was what, $1 a swear, we said?
$1 a swear.
And Ben spent hundreds of dollars?
Yeah. Well, $2.
$2 a swear?
$2 a gender. They're not swears, they're genders.
I like this, because this means there's actual tangible good coming at the end of this episode.
Yes, like this isn't us just, like, taking a double-decker tour bus through this kind of world. We can actually put a little money into it.
All right, I like it.
$2 a gender, in my experience, that's a steal.
Yeah.
At that rate, I can't afford not to.
That's right.
With people where we know their preferred pronouns, like he or she or son or daughter or whatnot, can we use those? Like, is that okay?
Ben?
Yes.
I think that's a great idea. And also, just want to offer, this is not a teaching moment. I had to learn this also, so I'm just passing it on from the person that passed it on to me. We don't say preferred pronouns anymore. It's actually
shit
just
balls.
Pronouns.
I don't. It's going to stop. No. Okay. No.
You didn't do it wrong. You didn't do it wrong. You just did it, and now there's more information.
Okay.
A little bit wrong.
I used to say preferred pronouns, and then what it is just the pronouns that somebody uses, because you, Ben, don't, your preferred pronouns are not he, him. You just use he, him, because that's what you've used, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's
like.
I don't have a preference. I have pronouns.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I don't prefer to be right-handed. I'm right-handed.
Yeah. You know, like, totally.
Because honestly, I play baseball. I'd prefer to be left-handed. You know what I mean? But it's just pronouns. And I think that's a good part of this challenge, because as a trans person who now uses he, him, and I'm open to they, them, but I don't, I've done a lot of work to get where I'm at.
Yeah.
I would like to be he, him. And so I respect that in other people. And it's disrespectful to, once you know, and like to not use the pronouns that somebody's using. You know, it's
right.
Sort of like the
this
inverse.
This is such a good conversation. Exactly. This is about using people's pronouns that they want.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
All people.
Not even that they want, that they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
This is like Andrew was kind of touching on it. This is about respecting each other as human beings, not like, oh man, I have to defer to your, you know, what, like fascist transgenderism or whatever.
Totally,
you know,
totally.
Like it's literally just like if somebody's name is Richard and they want to go, their name is Richard, and they go by Richard, and you're like, what's up, dick? They're not going to like that.
Yeah.
It's being a dick,
yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
it's truly that simple. And I know it's weird, and it's new, and it's uncomfortable, but, like, that's what life is about.
Yeah.
I love this.
This is amazing.
Can I ask a genuine question? And I'm sure the jury's out on this, but, Andrew, I'm very curious how you feel with Jupiter being non-binary and identifying that way now. With children, I have a 1-year-old and a 4-year-old. And so I'm going to do this challenge this week. Everyone calls them the boys. I say he. They, you know, they are not old enough to really self-identify. What, you just go with the typical status quo, he forever, or you go with they? You know, what does the really progressive parent do currently? Is it they? All the way?
I know I'm not a parent, but I'm going to jump in and say that they actually are old enough to self-identify.
Okay. You should see the 1-year-old. He just throws himself downstairs.
Well, that sounds like he knows himself.
And he's one of the dudes from Jackass.
And I think that it does touch, though, on Adam, for this challenge. I think it does extend to son, daughter, things like that. Don't assume those genders either. I know I've made that mistake with friends and their kids. And don't assume, even because you knew their kids, you know, X amount of years ago, that now you also know them now. So that's, I think that is part of the challenge. If you refer to,
I love it. Yeah.
Somebody that you don't know their pronouns, then don't assume them. And if you do, you're putting $2 in that jar.
I fucking love that we're learning as we go. And that's what being a human being is. This podcast is very reflective of that. So I think we should get into the challenge.
Yeah, let's do it.
We'll break for a week. We'll try to do this. We'll come back and we'll just see how we did. And we'll be honest, as this very cool first half has been, and we'll just see how much money is in that fucking
jar. So that's the challenge. We've got our parameters. We're going to take a week. We're going to go a week without gendering people, just on site. We're also adding.
I would say animals also.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, dogger.
That's even easier.
Oh, shit. All right.
Who's a good little doggy.
You're getting it already.
Shut up. We got to get out of this. And we also have stakes, $2 for every time we do it. But in the meantime, why don't we listen, if it's okay, to some stand up from our guest here, River, if that's fine.
Can't wait. This is
a clip from River's special called A Different Kind of Dude, which was not recorded at our show. That happens the last Saturday of every month at the world famous Bug Theater. Tickets are on sale now, but you're all going to love this.
Funny stand-up happens outside of our show. As much as we resent it, there is funny stand-up happening elsewhere.
Yeah, so enjoy this. And when we return, we will be more uncomfortable, I'm sure. So just stay tuned.
The pandemic was so long, I transitioned. That's right. All those gas station attendants my entire life calling me sir were right. They were right. They were right. They knew me and they loved me before I could love myself. You know? I'm very grateful to those guys. Very grateful. I've been taking testosterone for about a year. And thank you. And honestly, sometimes I just feel like history's slowest werewolf, you know, just like just a hair every now and then, you know. Not so much like howling at the moon, but I can carry like 4 bags of groceries on one arm.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/ Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
We are back through the magic of podcasting. Time has elapsed. It is 1 week later. I have to ask you legally, Ben and Andrew, did you complete the challenge?
Challenge completed, sir.
And Ben, did you complete the challenge?
Yeah, yeah.
And I did too. And River, that's what's so magical about the Grolic Saves the World is that we propose a challenge and then we do the challenge. And not a lot of podcasts pull off both ends of that equation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people, they don't make it back. They try to not gender people and they die. They perish. I'm happy that you all made it back.
A lot of podcast episodes, the second half, three people are gone. You're like, what even happened? It's a whole new podcast. Yeah. We're all here. We're all back. It's been a week. And what a week. Yeah. Wow. It's been interesting. I got
to
tell you.
I can't wait to hear about it, friends. I can't wait to hear about it.
Oh, good.
I'm so excited.
After that first act. Yeah, let's see.
Who's going first?
Adam, you brought the challenge, so why don't you step out onto the ice?
Okay. Day one, I go to get my hair cut, and the woman who cuts my hair, we've known each other for years. She asks about my kiddos. That's the first thing we start talking about. And I was trying to not gender them. I was like, I'm going to go above and beyond this challenge. I'm just going to call my kiddos they, and that will be how I roll. I'm going to crush this fucking challenge. We start talking, and within a sentence, I'm like I don't know English. Like, I'm just like, when they play are loving soccer, and when they do the kicks, and it just was very so fucking clumsy that I could feel like she was looking at me weird. Like, what are Jesus like? Did Adam Christ. Have a? Did he get kicked by a mule in the head the last time I saw him? Because it was, just, and so I just God. Stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
they're boys. Oh God!
it was pathetic, but it was like, it speaks to my inability to do this flawlessly currently.
Well, yeah.
My current inability to pull this off. Day one, I was like, yeah, oh, dude, I'm going to have a 30-minute conversation about kids that I've called boys since the jump and nail it. And I did not at all. And so I just abandoned it in favor of being a coherent person. And we just continued as we always had. So I would say I probably called them boys 20 times.
But that wasn't part of the challenge.
That is their pronouns, right?
The challenge is not to assume the genders of people you don't know, which would be other people's kids.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
But I do think as a practice to try that with your kids, where in third person when you're in another, you know, situation, because we use they, them all the time. We just don't clock it. You know, we use they, them for like, ask your doctor. They can help you out with that. It doesn't mess up your brain because you don't know what the gender is of that doctor because
right.
you don't know the doctor, you know?
Right.
And so to try it, I think it was a great practice to start out of like, yeah, they're my boys, which is like a true thing. You can use they, them in that situation. Like they love soccer.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Well, so I went in with noble intentions there, but failed
okay.
completely. And then I was sort of the rest of the day really, really policing myself. And I think I don't think I had another mess up the rest of the day. So I don't know the exact numbers on that one. And you guys are being kind about it, but I'm throwing like 20
okay.
in the jar. So that's 40.
Okay. But that was 20 for your kids.
Which
though, right?
was not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's very generous of you.
It is generous to want to throw it in there.
Yeah, it's like you asked the teacher for extra credit and then fucked it up and were like, oh, I got an F on the extra
I'll
credit.
I'll take an F.
Okay. Yeah. yeah. Well, you did, I guess.
It's a weird thing wrapped up in Jewish shame, and it's just the type of person that I am.
Yeah. It's also funny. Can I just point out, Adam, too, that you have two boys. You have two of them.
I do.
And I'm sure that when you're talking about both of them, you use they for both of them. But for whatever reason, when you're only talking about one, you're like, can't do it, you know? Right?
Because totally,
like, if you're talking about, but like, they both love soccer, you know, if you just take both out of it.
You're totally right.
It's just funny. Like, it's just our brains are wired to do this thing, and we're not even aware of it mm-hmm. until it's pointed
totally.
Out, you know?
Yep.
And then the human response is to be like, I hate this.
Yeah,
I didn't hate it. I more just hated my inability to nail it right out the gate.
Right. Yeah. No,
that was
yeah,
all
I
hated about it.
Adam, usually a very eloquent haircut. I mean, they wait for him when
they
he's
do.
Coming in.
People yeah. are
hey, turn down the music.
Thing.
Turn down the music. Here comes Adam.
Peyton Hollins. And that's the real, you know, there are some victims in any Growlix challenge. And the fact that Adam wasn't as just fucking on for that salon that day.
That's right.
It is a byproduct of this episode.
No, I hope they're okay. I hope they're all right.
Good use of they. You know, it was similar struggles throughout the week. And I could go through my little list here, but I feel like it's boring. It's kind of the more macro notes is just like things I found myself doing that I think I can honestly eliminate. Like I play indoor soccer and I check you in at the door every time you go there. What's your team name? What field you're on, this and that. And I always just greet the kid with, hey, man. How's it going?
Mm, mm-hmm.
And so I found, and that was the first one where I walked in. I go, hey, man. And he goes, hey, dude. And like, you know, maybe he is a man. I don't know. But that was the first time where I was consciously aware that I was doing that. And that if that person does not like being called a man or identifies as a man, that would physically be uncomfortable for them. It would be someone saying, hey, Adam Clayton Holland. And it was the first time that I've thought that maybe ever. Mm. And it was in a very sporty environment where I think you just assume that this guy is going to use a man pronoun. But I remember catching myself and thinking, I'm not going to do this again to this person. And I don't know. They weren't bothered by it. There was no like clear agitation. But it was the first time this week where I was like, that's one that you could 100% eliminate. Yeah. It costs you nothing. You could even sometimes I'll do the not for guys or girls. Sometimes I'll call them dude.
Yeah.
Like, hey, dude, it's just kind of informal. I could do that or bud. It's very easy to just eliminate that one. And I don't know. That was the one of the week that sort of turned it for me because after that, I started to get pretty good at it, I think. And I just I told my wife about the challenge and I was relating a story to friends in front of her. And I very just fluidly they'd it the entire time. And my wife just kind of gave me like a hand squeeze under the table. Like, you're doing it. It's not that hard. Like,
you're doing it, Peter.
it was very like, I was proud and I had to think about it. But
yeah, man.
Oh, I'm going back to that salon tomorrow for a trim and I'm going to tell the story again. Amazing. That is so fucking funny.
I mean, I think that's awesome because that's, you know, the sports story that you told is like, it's actually, the thing is, the wild thing about this is it's actually a lot less about the other person and more about your experience of the world. Is that's what all this actually gifts us, is that it's not, it is about treating other people with respect, but when you treat other people with respect, you gain a new dignity for yourself and a new experience of the world, which is like, wow, I didn't realize how much I was doing that. That when I walk into this space, it becomes this. And like, oh, I can just walk into it and have a new experience of an old thing, you know? And just like change a little bit and try something different. I don't have to be rigid about it. It doesn't have to be like, I have to follow this like thing. It's just like, oh, what could I call people just in case, you know?
Absolutely. And so that was that conversation was kind of a high note for me of the week with this experience. I will say then I went to lunch with Sean Patton, who was in town. And I love Sean as well. I don't want to name drop, but Sean was opening for David Cross. We all went out to lunch. I've never hung out with David Cross. I worship at the altar of David Cross. So I was very excited to go have lunch with this person. And so I was doing it kind of, but it was becoming hard for me to keep track of in a new nervous situation. And I caught myself saying he or she a couple of times in that exchange.
Wow. Sold yourself out for a little fist bump from David Cross. You fucking
probably
pig.
Would be like, hey dude, just do the fucking challenge.
Yeah.
But so that was my week. I didn't do a great job of like exact times that I did it wrong, but I'm very comfortable saying I did it wrong 30 to 40 times. And so I'll happily throw $80 to $100 towards this very good cause. But yeah, that was the experience. And I honestly enjoyed thinking about it linguistically. And I like thinking about the easy ways I can eliminate the ways I'm doing this while working towards the larger goal of never fucking doing this. So it was very cool. That was my experience. I'm curious to hear how yours was, Andrew. I believe we're going to.
Yeah, Andrew, how did it go for you? Because Adam fucked this all up, and I just want to make that clear. You fucked it up. You're a terrible human being.
Adam,
I'm not.
You're not a good person. I mean, I think we can all agree on that.
I never said I was good. I never said
that
I was good.
That is true.
But terrible is not.
Okay. Andrew, what about you?
You were boring in a salon, and you sold out the challenge to look cool in front of David Cross. You're not great. You don't come off great in this episode. So I went into this challenge pretty cocky because I have people in my life who are gender nonconforming, and I already went through my bumpy road with that of misgendering people and kind of like, like rewiring my brain.
Oh, it must be so nice to do it off air and escape the wrath of your fucking friends.
It was. In your own time, it was. And not a challenge.
Yes, exactly. with all of their love and patience and grace. It was great. so I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be great. And this actually already is something that I tried to do as a result of that. I just in general in life, as you touched on, Adam, it costs me nothing to do it, and it only mm-hmm. pays off benefits. It doesn't hurt anyone, but it could only help people and give them a benefit. So I have been trying to do it. That said, I'm far from perfect at it. I think in my like day-to-day life, I think I screwed up twice, and it was at my day job. And I've noticed that sometimes I think of as a name of being so gendered that then I feel okay with just assuming the gender. Like, mm-hmm. oh, the name is Bree, B-R-E-E. That's only a woman's name. And my brain just does that calculation so fast and just makes that mistake. And it's like, that's nonsense. Anyone can have any name they want. Growing up, I had a male friend named Tracy who was the most masculine person you'd probably ever meet.
And wasn't that John Wayne's original, like his birth name is Tracy?
Oh, really? Tracy
like
Wayne? Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah. This guy's name was Tracy. And so I know that that's not the case, and I still make that mistake sometimes. So I think I probably screwed up twice that I noticed. But here's the real curveball. I went to the Broken Shovels Animal Sanctuary, and boy, did I go off the rails.
This is where you got to lose your shit.
Sheep and llamas. Yeah. I made
you were checking mistakes. Genitals left and right.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't, and that's the problem.
They had to get a team of guys. Andrew, get off that goat. Get off that goat.
Here's the issue is because we even chatted about it. I was with my friend, I was with my kid, and we were talking about the goats, and we all just decided that male goats have the horns and the beards, and the female goats don't, which I later found out is not true. Any male and female goats can have horns and beards. They're living their best lives, they can do whatever the fuck they want.
Wow, and, you piece of shit, Andrew.
Yeah, but I didn't know that, so at Broken Shovels, I definitely misgendered at least 10 goats.
Just walking around like, with impunity. The
yeah,
cock
like,
of the
oh,
walk.
Look at this guy's horns. These are huge. I don't know if
check
that was
out
a guy.
Andrew Orbital's new comedy album, 10 Goats Misgendered, and it'll be out.
Yeah.
That's actually how I trained myself before I was even using different pronouns than my original pronouns, was because I was having a hard time with people in my life that were using they, them, because I too had a hard time with it. And I realized, like, oh, I could just do this with my dog. I could just call them they, them. You know, like, it doesn't, they don't care.
Yeah.
You know, like, are you feeding
like,
me? Are you walking
my dog?
Me?
You know, exactly. Yeah. So it was like a great practice. And I offer that to anybody. I didn't give it to you all ahead of time because I wanted you to fail miserably. Yeah, no cheat sheets. But it's like, it's just an easy way to like just throw gender out the window, because why, unless you are a farmer who's like, you have to actually know, like, it doesn't matter what the what the gender of an animal is.
And
know?
Even with people, like, never once when I referred to people as they, them in a conversation, did anyone jump in and be like, oh, that's a he or that's a she, like, you're using it, because it does not hurt anyone and it costs nothing. Yeah. That never happened. No one was upset about it. No one flagged it. No one was like, why are you calling them they, when it just it never was an issue.
I mean, it sounds like you have great people around you. Because, like, do that at a dog park in Los Angeles. Whoo, boy. The most, like, allied people. If you're like, oh, your dog, they look cute. They're like, he is a man. Okay.
Did you not
and then
see
another
his
dog
Lives
starts,
Matter shirt?
Yeah.
That's right. And then another dog starts humping him, and they're like, he's not gay. Like,
he has chronic high blood pressure.
So calm down, everybody.
Amazing.
It's ridiculous.
So yeah, I didn't screw up as often as I hoped, because I enjoy giving money to Trans Lifeline. But let's just round up. Let's say I screwed up 20 times, $40. Then I think I can round up to a healthy $50.
Okay. All right, Andrew. That was an interesting midweek experiment, but I love that.
And
is
you
a
learned
good
about
way-
goats. You learned a little something about goats.
So just so goats. The listener knows, both male and female goats have horns and beards.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. We're learning a lot this episode.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, we need a whole nother Patreon episode for us to even discuss biology.
Yeah. We haven't even delved into baseball. There's a lot of sub-episodes spinning off of this podcast episode. But we got to get to Ben. Ben, are you ready to discuss your week?
Yes.
Very quiet, all episode. Atypically quiet.
I think, like, this is where I get very insecure because I grew up in a very rural area of Maine where this is an extremely uncomfortable topic to bring up. Even like family members of mine who see themselves as very left-leaning liberals make jokes about this, about not understanding gender identity. And so it's, I feel stupid. And when it comes to this, I've been practicing this, believe it or not, for a while. I actually started and took to referring to people I was dating as the person I'm dating or partner or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And someone asked, is Ben gay? Because they assumed that when I was doing that, I was talking about dating a man. And it was like, no, I just have been trying actively to not do it because I feel like the world is changing around me. And it's the same reason I say happy holidays, mostly because I just don't want to upset anybody. I'm like, I want to say something nice and just move on, you know? And I don't want to like bother anybody, you know? So, but
I like partner. I've used partner for years and I think it's a great term. And I've had people that I've even dated and they're like, I hate that term. And I'm like, why? You don't want a partner in life? They're like, no, sounds like we're in a business together. It's like, I would never go into business with you.
But I've been saying the person I'm dating or whatnot, and that makes people mm-hmm. uncomfortable because they don't know. They think that I am hiding it because I'm ashamed that I'm dating a man or I'm dating a trans person or whatnot. And so it's very bizarre. It really opens you up that people need that. They need to be fed that information. For what reason? I'm with you, River. I have no fucking clue. Even with farm animals that you were saying with breeding, I can understand. I don't.
I know.
Does the fact that you call that horse a her, does that change the actions that are about to happen in the end if that animal, if you choose to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it does. That's the thing, Ben. I think that you're getting at a great point, which is it changes the way we treat each other.
Yes.
You know, when something is a her, ultimately, and when something is a he, it changes the way we respond and react
you're
to
that. You're softer with something
life.
That you use as a pronoun of her,
yes.
And you're more aggressive and rough with something.
You assume inabilities and abilities for both, for both of it. And it's interesting, too, because I feel like what you're talking about with the person I'm dating and partner, like, some of that is, like, I guess, you know, queer language, like partner for sure. Like lover was like the 70s, sort of 80s version of that. And it was like, you know, it's de-hierarchicalizing, like, you know, monogamy and nuclear family and all that stuff. And like, I think that's awesome that you as I mean, you're straight.
Yes.
Are you straight?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yes. OK. I think it's awesome when straight, hetero, whatever people start using that language because I'm all about it. Like, let's round up. Like, you guys are rounding up on your donations. Like, let's round up. Let's all be a little more queer in the things that we do. And for me, like, anti-capitalist. And I don't think you're doing that, but you are. And it's what I'm trying to say is it's liberating for everybody.
Exactly.
For you to be able to say that, stand in confidence that you know yourself and that the other person's like freak out of I need more information, what does this mean, has nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
And has to do with their fear that they don't know.
Okay, and I appreciate the praise, but you should probably hold it until I get to how I did.
I was just gonna say I love that moment, but I'm ready to hear how Ben did terribly, River, and I don't really.
I mean, I don't know why you guys thought River Butcher was gonna be a real like I was gonna knock you all down.
Well, and this is
build you all up and practice gratitude.
Well, you're lovely for that, but we gotta get to the mud here.
Of course,
I found. With people I know, it was so for 4 days, I was out with my band Spells touring with this other band Off With Their Heads. We just did like a mini kind of tour. I know most of everybody in the band and the people I was with. So it was very insular. What I found is counter people at hotels. I would be like, why don't you go ask her? I had no clue that that was that person's. So I was like, shit, $2. Mm-hmm. I think I worked my way up to like $40 in the span of about an hour and a half. I mean, it was insane how quickly. And I was like, fuck, to myself. I didn't tell anybody else.
This is like on day one of the swear challenge where Ben played cribbage with his father and spent $100. Yeah.
And so before I know it, I'm getting super frustrated. So
yeah, has no impulse control.
This band, Off With Their Heads, this is a side note, has taken to referring to everything inanimate as this piece of shit. Like they'll be like, they were like, oh, I got to grab this piece of shit. So they would, it would be duct tape. I'm like, what's a piece of shit? And they were like, oh, we just call everything a piece of shit. So I just started referring to people as pieces of shit. Like, what's this piece of shit? Go talk to that piece of shit about that. And I found,
I love this nigga.
And I found,
well, that's a twist. It's a real twist.
And I found
everyone's the same piece of shit, okay?
Whatever you gotta do.
That's trans liberation right there. Everyone's a piece of shit.
We're all just pieces of shit. Get over yourself.
The same toilet, man.
I like that Ben found a real main shortcut to winning this challenge.
Wow.
What's this piece of shit's problem? And
Ben used his swear jar energy in this challenge as a crutch.
I stopped at about, I'm going to round up to $80. I stopped at in somewhere around the mid $60 range by finding this groove of referring to people as non-gendered terrible things. Like I would just be like, what's this fuckwad's issue? Or go tell that fuckwad that we need a cable for this. And before I knew it, like I started to like transfer to either a person's name or they or them. But that bridge, that lingua franca, as they said, was this piece of shit.
That's so
and
funny.
It helped me a lot because
I
instantly started laughing about it. And I realized like, this is new. You've even said, River, this is new to you. And you struggle at points.
Yeah.
And language changes. That's the part that. And so I found this insanely stupid way of doing it.
That poor club that you worked, like Ben Roy's a monster. Like,
wow.
Like
no, not to their faces. To their faces, I try to use people's names. Mm-hmm. It's just a thing. Like I try to be like, "Hey, you know, John, can I grab this from you?" Or
it helps you remember too if you can say it 7 times.
Yeah, that's right.
So I found this extremely enlightening. I would not encourage anybody to use the piece of shit protocol, as I'm calling it.
But what you kind of did there, Ben, which is like a very funny example of it, was what River was saying earlier with how you practiced with your dog. It was almost just like a linguistic trick, a device you used to sort of navigate this new way of thinking about language. And I love that both of you found different ways to do that. I think that's fascinating.
Can I ask a question of Adam and Andrew and River as well? The one that was tough for me was dude.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
That's a hard one.
I do use dude a lot, but I have seen some discourse of people being like, I do not like being called dude. Some people argue that it's like, no, it's become this like gender neutral term, but I've definitely,
I use it all the time.
Yeah, I use it.
And what I do today, because I'm not doing a challenge or whatever, but what I do is like, I'll say it and then I'm like, hey, is dude okay with you? Like I work out at a women run gym and like, and so I'm like, thanks dude. And then I said to the person, I was like, are you okay with dude? Cause I just say it, but I'm happy to not say it if you don't like it. And she was like, no, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
So like, I just try to have the conversation.
Takes 2 seconds.
And I don't use it all the time, but it's also like, hey, we're doing our best here. You know,
it's also like you're getting into language. There's so many interesting factors. That's generational. We all grew up saying, dude, it became very informal and kind of lost gender assignment. So it might mean something to us that a 20-year-old means nothing
to. I'll tell you what it means. If a woman uses it on me that I'm interested in, it means you're a friend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're a friend. Like, they'll be like, dude or bud.
Ah.
And I'm like.
So they're never like, take my clothes off, dude. You don't get a lot of that?
And what a weird way to phrase it, too. Are they're somehow incapacitated?
Oh, my God.
Take my clothes off,
that's
dude.
The funniest shit ever. If I heard that, oh, my
Take
God.
Take my clothes off,
talk about
off,
the most confusing anatomical response I'd ever had.
Hey, bud. Take my clothes off.
Take my clothes off, bud.
Wow.
But overall, I'm going to round it up. I got to 60-something dollars, but I'm going to round that up to 80 because it's amazing cause. And I think we should get to the closing kind of questions we always ask. Does this make the world a better place? And will you continue doing this?
Yeah, I just think it's undeniable this makes the world a better place. And for me, the moment that stood out is the one I talked about where I was called the guy man, and I could so easily not do that. And I think... I will continue to do this. And also, people need to not beat themselves up for not being great at this immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I think the intent of trying to do this and getting better at it, it will just become second nature. You won't even think about it the more that you do it. So yes, I will continue to do this. Yes, I 100% think this makes the world a better place by doing it.
Yeah, and I'm right there with you. I think it not only makes the world a better place, it makes the world a safer place. Mm-hmm. It makes the world a more accepting place, and it tells people who you don't know and who don't know you that you are a person who's like interested in their best life instead of just making decisions for them or using like antiquated language because you're lazy mentally. You can say like, hey, I'm interested in you living your best life, whatever that looks like for you. I want that for you, even though we just met. We're just passing by in this coffee shop.
I mean, that moment I keep going back to, I feel like there's a selfishness that I didn't realize I was doing beforehand, where it's kind of just like, I'm a good guy. I would never want anyone to not feel like their true selves. You know what I mean, man? Like, and then you just, you don't realize, yeah, buddy, yeah. You're not doing it intentionally, but there is a sort of obliviousness with which you're navigating the world. And so if you can eliminate that, you're a better person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And everyone around you will be because of it. So yeah.
Yeah, and especially in this current political climate where you've got these absolute toilet minds trying to criminalize these things and stuff, like to be outspoken about that and be that kind of person is like more important than ever because that like ripples out. And for me, the big part of learning that was like pronouns in the bio, which at first I was like, I don't need to put my pronouns in the bio. I mean, I think my pronouns are like obvious to people that know me. And then it dawned on me, it's like, it's not just for you. It's it's for people who don't know you. But even more important than that, it's telling other people like, this stuff does matter to me and I'm thinking about it and I'm doing these things. It costs you nothing to do it. You put it in there and it's a very simple way to be like, this means something to me and I'm taking it seriously. And you might have stupid jokes about it, but it is a very real, like, life and death thing for people in the world. So, yeah, I think it makes the world a better place, and you really can't be outspoken enough.
I'm going to echo all of that. I struggle. I stumbled through it. I grew up in a very rural area that harbored nearly every type of piss poor thinking, and I became a battery for that of sorts when I left, and I had to unlearn and evolve and adapt to different people and different lifestyles. And everybody has been kind during that process. This idea that there are these the tyrannical people just bashing knuckles every time you screw up with a ball peen hammer. It's bullshit. It's stuff to make you afraid.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuff to push you away from it. It is not, that's not the case. People want to see you learn and understand it's clumsy to learn. Just be open-minded. That's all it takes. It's so fucking stupid, this debate. And so it's, I'm definitely going to keep doing it. And I definitely think that being more tolerant and inclusive and accepting and making this world much more comfortable for everybody in it only makes the world a better place. That's like, the whole point of the fucking Bible, right? Like, so, yeah.
Don't know, haven't read it.
At least the last half.
River, what do you think? I mean, thank you for doing this. Are there any sort of closing thoughts you want to share with us?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, thanks for giving this a shot. You know what I mean? I mean, it's like, and I mean that, you know, like it's a lot of people aren't trying and don't want to. And I also get that, like, it's hard to want to try and it's hard to change. But I think, you know, just something that I would offer is that, you know, there's not teams. It's not us and them. It's not, you know, trans people and everybody else. It's all of us doing it together. You know, like pronouns and bio, I thought, it, you know, Andrew's a point of that is like, I think a typical experience. And I've had people ask me, like, why does so-and-so have, like, I know what the pronouns are. And it's like, no, that's why they're there. Because then we, or, you know, the trans people or the gender nonconforming people, we don't stick out as our pronouns are in bio. So, you know, like, I used to have a joke about how I would be in a group of people and only I would get asked what my pronouns are, you know, before I had facial hair and stuff like that. And it's like, okay, I can see how you... But this is about you, you know, because if you were actually considering me, you wouldn't pick me out of a crowd and go, who are, what are you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like, it's ultimately what I would say is it's finding a balance, like in the challenge, like I'm not going to, because using they, them for somebody when you know that they don't use that is misgendering them.
Right.
You
know, it's an overcorrection there.
Yeah. Don't overcorrect. You know, that is what I've found. It can be just as like isolating and alienating from, you know, the left, the liberal, whatever. It's like, you know, we want to be our authentic selves and live openly in the world, but we also just want to live, you know, and be left alone just like everybody else. So it's not hiding for trans people to, you know, just be part of it. It's just us being part of it, you know. So I guess that's what I would offer is like that we are our similarities more than we are our differences, you know. Like, it's trans people and cis people can get along.
Yeah.
I guess I would just, you know, like your cisgenderness is valid and is a thing. You know, it's not trans people and everybody else, kind of like how it used to be gay people and all the normal people. You know, it's like transness is going through that experience right now, which is why all this stuff is happening. Like all these laws and this fascism. I mean, the Nazis did the same thing. They started with trans people too. So like, it's not lost on me that that's how it's going here. You know, yeah. It's an easy target because both sides, that's in air quotes, think we're weird. So it's an easy target. You can get everybody on board and get everybody thinking there's more important things. And ultimately, there are other things that are important. And we agree with that. Like, we are important. But using us as a shield to steal our money and our planet and our healthcare, we are not the problem. You know, fascism is. So
yeah.
Anyway, that's fuck just a light way to end this conversation.
No, that's fucking beautiful.
I would be remiss if I didn't address that.
We started this podcast because we want to have fun and fucking goof around with our friends and shit on each other. But we deliberately said we want to put some good out into the world with this podcast.
Yeah, dude.
We don't want this to be a 3-hour bullshit comic sesh. So like episodes like this are ones that I fucking love. And just thank you for coming on and illuminating us a little bit about it all.
For sure.
And more than any, this will be one that we continue
to do. You fucking
rule. And not just drop this week and on to the next job.
Thanks, for real.
We appreciate you helping us through it, River.
And I want a world where trans people can go on podcasts and just, you know...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to talk about this shit all the time.
We want to have you back and do a baseball challenge. We'll do a batting average.
You're welcome back.
Hell yeah, yeah. And I know you guys agree with me on that, so I'm not.
We do.
We
100%. We 100%.
And it's like, yeah. I just we're a scapegoat. Trans people are a scapegoat right now. Gender nonconforming people are a scapegoat because even gays don't like us. So it's like it's just kind of incredible, you know. And like, so we'll. I don't know. I'll take anything I can get, honestly. And I want the world to be a better place, but it starts with me. You know, one of my greatest mentors says, you want world peace, smile at your deli guy. Smile at your deli person. But that's true. Mm-hmm. It's true. Like, I can't, it's not about like, I'm going to do it all right and I'm going to say all the right things. It's like, no, I just start here. That's it. I can be a safe world for somebody else. And I think that's what you guys are saying through this process. And you got a little bit of that this week. And I think that's awesome. that's well, all it is.
Thanks.
I can't think of a better way to say it to wind it up. It says smile at your deli person. Start with yourself and be the change you wish to see in the world.
For listeners, if you want to make this change, not only do it as a challenge, but to start to understand, to learn about this, we're going to put the link to Trans Lifeline in the show notes. And River, come back anytime.
Oh, I'd love to.
You piece of shit.
I would love to, you piece of shit.
But River, can we play another clip of your stand-up?
Yeah.
Well, let's do this. Why don't we listen to some live stand-up comedy? Our live show, of course, is happening the last Saturday of this month at the world famous Bug Theater. Tickets are on sale right now. You can get your tickets by clicking the link in the show notes. But if it's okay, River, why don't we listen to another clip from your special?
Okay,
once
great.
Again, this is from the special. It's called A Different Kind of Dude.
Yeah.
Make sure you all go out and check that out. And when we return, the best third act
best
in the
third
biz.
Best third act in podcasting.
Third actors, get ready. We've got more show. Plus, we're going to tease the next episode's challenge. But River, thank you a million times for being here. And,
thanks, friends.
And
thanks for having me.
Yeah, and stick with us. Stay tuned.
I'm from Ohio. I like to call that. That's right. I like to call Ohio the thinking man's Indiana. Truck nuts country. Just like dudes there, you know? Like, I mean, I hang out with dudes. There's dudes here. Like, but I feel like you guys, like, go to therapy, you know? And, like, you at least think about it. And you've maybe gone to yoga, and you maybe have a plant, you know? Like, this is just not... It's just a different kind of dude in Ohio. I was hanging out with this dude in Ohio. He was telling me about his first job he ever had. His first job he ever had was for a construction company, and they used to, like, pick up houses and move them to other places, you know? And so they would drive him down the freeway. And so his job was to drive in one of the cars that was around that house that was driving down the freeway. He put a little set of balls on it, too. It was great. And he would drive around. And that job, you would be in a car next to those trucks protecting people from getting hit by a house, you know? Nobody wants to be a witch anymore. And he would drive a car in the front and the back, and that job happens to be called escort. So he was an escort right out of high school. And he was running a job up to Canada, so they got up there, and they got a hotel room for the night. He went into the bar and was hanging out, had a couple beers, and he noticed this woman was like, all over the, but like hanging out. He was like, wow, she's got a lot of friends. She knows everybody here. And then finally she made her way over to him, sat down, started making conversation. He goes, hey, what do you do for a living? And she was like, well, I'm an escort. And he goes, no shit, so am I. Wait, let me ask you this. What's the biggest load you've ever taken?
And we are back. Welcome back, third actors. Or welcome in, I guess. You didn't even come back. You're just here now for the first time of the show. For folks listening, you can check out River's full half hour. That is free on Comedy Central's YouTube channel. We're going to have the link below in the show notes. So thank you so much, River, for letting us play some of those.
Whoa, is mine for free up there? I gotta research this. You could watch mine while
you're there. I don't think so. I think they've raised the price pretty high.
Oh, mine's yeah, it's behind pretty a paywall. Got it, because of the demand.
Sure.
Yeah. God, I'm keeping the lights on over there, aren't I, dudes?
What an amazing episode, though, with you third actors who are just tuning in. What an amazing episode. That was so good.
Truly, and big thanks to River Butcher for coming on and for having that type of conversation with us. Like, I just want to also, I want to thank you guys and this podcast for creating a place where we can have these types of conversations. Like, there was a very awkward moment in that episode where I used River's old name I never knew about dead naming or old naming as it's, I had no idea. And in real time, you just listened to it. I was schooled by River about why that's something that you don't do. Never knew it. Now I know. But I just think we're in such a toxic environment, especially in comedy, where a lot of, we all know the comics we're talking about. You'd say, hey, you can't say something that way. And they're like, the hell I can't. And off they go, protesting cancel culture and blah, blah, blah. I love that we have a podcast where we can have these types of honest fucking conversations and learn shit. So thanks to the pod. Thanks to River. This episode really was eye-opening.
And thanks to all the people in our real life who have been like patient and kind as we learn these new things. And, you know, as we make mistakes and learn stuff, it's great.
Even I continue to learn. I didn't know. I always thought as a straight white dude for me to throw my pronouns in there was kind of like, hey, buddy, it's a little bit performative. No one gives a shit. But now after that conversation, I went and put he, him on my Twitter and on my Instagram because I didn't know that it was welcome and, in fact, helpful. We can continue to learn things, people.
And you were promptly dropped by your record label.
Yes. I got to get off this Nashville Christian record label.
But they're doing such good work for you, Adam.
I know. I'm huge. It's me. I do want to plug my dates opening for Kenny Chesney if I could.
Yeah, that's going to be so good. And right at the Ryman, too. You don't see you doing theater a lot, like stand up at the Ryman a lot, but congratulations.
I really shine on that big of a stage.
Yep. Well, yeah, once again, thank you so much to River. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. And what a great episode. Andrew, do you want to kick it off?
It's
do you want to hit us with
it's
those
time.
Tune?
We missed you last month. We missed you.
We did it, and it didn't feel right.
I didn't listen to that episode. I don't listen to episodes that I'm sick on.
Hey, Andrew, you didn't miss anything, bud. You're kind of carrying this pod.
All right, here we go. Plugs, 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 yeah. Plugs, 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 plugs.
That was freaking beautiful, dude.
That's why we pay you the big bucks, dude, for that sort of full force effort like that.
Feels good to be back.
Yeah.
I have a show to plug. Hey, mountain folks,
uh-oh,
put down that beehive and listen up. I'm headlining.
I don't like that.
I'm headlining the Eclipse Theater in Breckenridge, April 18th. Grab those tickets. Breckenridge, not even that far away from Denver. You live on the west side of Denver, you can come to this show. I'm going to be headlining the Eclipse Theater, April 18th. I believe Eland Stribling is featuring. Eland rules. It should be a lot of fun. It's going to be April 18th at the Eclipse Theater.
Ben, what are you doing? You want to drive up with me to go see Andrew and Eland?
I can't. Oh, my God. I can't.
Okay.
Oh, I can't. I'm so sorry.
I love those.
Busy.
I love
stuff for
both
me.
Those acts.
Yeah. I have something to plug. This will be a weird one. This my band Spells. We are doing 3 dates. Stop! No,
sorry, no. I just that was organic.
Overtaken by
my
a
band.
Spell.
My band Spells. We are going to be doing 3 shows in a row, back to back to back here in Colorado along the Front Range. On April 13th, 14th, and 15th with our good friend Seth Anderson, the lovely Canadian. He is amazing. If you get a chance, come check us out. We'll be in Fort Collins at Surfside 7 on the 13th. We'll be at the 15 Club in Denver on the 14th, and then at Vultures in Colorado Springs on the 15th. As always, you can get your tickets at all those places. Come out and see us. Come sing along. Let's dance. Adam, what about you?
I'm my new thing is I plug things months in advance. I don't care about what's happening currently.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Yeah.
But I am actually plugging this because tickets are moving. So if you want them, you should get them. And June 8th, I'm in Brooklyn at Union Hall. And listen to who's opening for me. It's unreal. Casey James Salengo.
Dang.
Phoebe Robinson.
Dang.
And Janine Garofalo.
Whoa, great crew. Great crew. Wow.
They're not, no one's opening for me. They're all just guests on the show. So the tickets are moving for that one. So if you want to come see me in Brooklyn, June 8th. That lineup is worth it.
I must have missed my invite to come with you. I'll check the spam folder.
I used a new courier service. Yeah, and so many things are falling through the cracks. I know. And
you've got to switch back to email. This physical courier of small messages, it's just not worth it.
There's these ambitious group of kids in the neighborhood, and I'm supporting them. And
artisanal really small batch snail mail. That's what Adam does.
Totally.
Well, that was great, Adam. Thanks for the plugs. No one will be there.
June 8th, Union Hall.
Wow.
I don't even know if I'm going to be alive on June 8th. That's so far.
That goes for all of us.
As always, if you're listening to this, you probably are aware because we hype it a lot. We have a Patreon page, and it is hype. Guys, can you back me up on this? The stuff going down at Patreon is hype.
The way you said it,
it's fucking no. It's legit hype.
It is hype.
It's dope. It's very hype.
It's hype. And so if this stuff is live, if you don't know, if you sign up, there are three different levels. If you come in at the top tier,
all three of them are popping off.
They're all popping off. They hype and they're out of pocket, as the kids would say. Stuff sus. So sus, but if you get a chance,
pump the brakes.
Well, I'm learning all the words. I don't quite know how they're used yet.
I mean, you lost me at 2004. That's when I sort of stopped knowing what the parlance was.
And you just started walking. But if you don't know, we have a Patreon page. Lots happening there. We have bonus content, behind the scenes type stuff. We have the podcast, full episodes of our podcast within a podcast, Boy Crazy. Which we recently dropped a new episode.
That's the best.
And we dropped a new episode recently with Kyle Kinane, where we, as I call it. Yeah,
him.
Where we appraise the hunkiness of the boys at Point Break.
We crown a king hunk. You'll have to listen to know, to be in
You'll
the
have
know.
To do it. We do birthday shout outs. You get, if you come in at the me level, the Ben level, you're going to get a welcome message from me that is off putting and troubling. I might be in it
non consensually, it turns out. I'm in a lot of them because I didn't even know they were being recorded around me.
You got to get a whip a phone out. It's hype.
And in addition to that, Patreon, everyone, we're on all the social medias at Grolix Comedy, and we love reviews. We're thirsty for reviews. We have a new one, five-star. We only read five-star reviews, and I read this because it's playing off of what Ben says. Love the pod, but love the pod within the pod even more.
Whoa.
Boy Crazy Forever. And that person's so into Boy Crazy, their name is Boy Crazy.
Wow. There are so many people you don't realize.
The account just to leave the review?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And good business starts with working in an industry you understand and you love. And I think that that's what we're finding here. The three of us have been in the business of boys for a long time. And
absolutely. We know the product. We're fans of the product.
And that's what it takes.
That's what it takes.
Warren Buffett says, just get into industries you know and you love. And I think that that's where we're seeing it,
guys. We're into hunks.
Yeah.
We're door to door. If you're not satisfied, we're asking why, and we want to improve that. You know what I mean? It's the Boy Crazy guarantee.
So patreon.com/Grolix Saves to get involved with our Patreon. Thank you to all who currently support us. This is amazing. Keep chiming in. And then, as Adam said, all of the platforms, Twitter, whatever, there's all kinds of them, right? We're even on like some gaming platforms, Discord. I don't know. It's just
a social media.
Yeah, at Grolix Comedy. You know what it is, what the kids are
into. We'll put the Discord invite in there for sure. And huge thanks to our very own huge piece of shit, Ron Doyle.
Yes. What's that piece of shit?
We were calling him that even before it was woke. And big thanks to Mike Henderson for all your help recording the live shows and all the silliness that entails.
I'm going to say, as always, the music for today's show is brought to you by this piece of shit, Charlie Continental. You know what I mean?
Nice.
We're keeping it even. We're keeping the playing field level. And what a piece of shit that guy is. And oh my God, do we love him. So, dudes, party boys, friends, What are we doing for the next episode? What are we doing?
Andrew's got a challenge.
Party boys.
What are we doing,
Andrew? Party boys.
No, no. What are we doing? I hate it when Andrew has a chow.
No, yeah, he's on a run. He's on a roll this year, remember?
Oh, that's right.
This is my new year.
Are we going to get it? Are we going to brand Andrew? Let's brand
him. Are we doing
him.
Brandings? Oh, my God.
With cattle or work on his brand?
Well, I think both, honestly. I think one could help the other.
One begets the other.
No, what do you got? What do you got?
Brand each other. Jesus Christ. Well, it's not
like
branding.
Like a Southern fraternity, dudes.
Can you imagine the squeal I'd make? Oh, God.
Ooh, doggy, the only thing hotter than the Knights in Baton Rouge is the iron on this brand. All right, what are we doing?
I don't know what that quote was from, but I hated it.
That's a terrifying glimpse to Ben in
hated
college.
It. We're gonna take a walk outside of our house and maybe bring a little beauty to the world. That's as much as
I'm
telling you.
Are we sunning our assholes publicly now?
No, Ben, you had your chance and you blew it. You had your chance and you blew it.
I didn't fucking.
I feel like this podcast is just turning into a shut-in agoraphobia remedy for Andrew. He's like, this one. We're going to go outside a little bit.
We're going to
get crazy.
All right. Well, I don't know what that means, but I do know what this means. Play us out, Charlie! You see, it means the end of the show.